The Torah in Parashat Shmini goes through some of the laws of kashrus. So it gives us the simanim for the different animals. So when it comes to a behema, we need to have the behemas, the domestic animals, need to chew the cud and have completely split hooves. And as well, chai is non-domestic land animals. They basically have the same rules, except the two major differences are that there's an iser of chaylev. Now, when it comes to the difference between behema and chaya, is you have the iser of chaylev, certain fats of the animal, as well as the halacha of kisei hadam, like we have by birds, etc. And then you have the issue of fins and scales, and you have the list of birds, the 24 birds that are prohibited. So it seems to be black and white. If an animal has split hooves and chews its cud, so it should be kosher. So the shaila came up, what about the buffalo? How come we don't see a lot of buffalo meat in the stores? Or perhaps we do. And it should be clear cut because the Shulchan Aruch already says buffalo is kosher, but obviously it wasn't referring to our buffalo because they didn't even know it existed. It was referring to the Asian water buffalo. But the American buffalo definitely chews its cud and has split hooves. So therefore, at first glance, that should be enough. There shouldn't even be a controversy. Everyone should agree that it is a goat. Why would, for those who want to claim buffalo is a problem or a potential issue, what could be the problem? They don't deny it chews its cud and has split hooves. So it's based on a famous dispute on the understanding of the shach between the pre-Megadon and the Chochmah Zodom. Because the Torah tells us regarding birds, there are 24 non-kosher birds. And we know there are thousands of bird species, so it's hard to know what's what. As the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Samach Aleph Amid Bey, 61b, it talks about the different simanim that could identify. So it's 24 various kosher, the 24 various non-kosher birds, the implication being anything other than these 24 are kosher. So the Gemara tells us that different in Chulin, how do you identify different timanim that can identify a specific min as kosher? However, the way Rashi has it according to Gemara is that you need a oral tradition that the specific species is kosher. Because Rashi talks about the case, trying to go to the Agma, swamp chicken. Even Chazal and Gemara and Chulin 62b, they made a mistake, not realizing that it was a predatory in nature, that it's one of the signs of non-kosher to Doris. They didn't realize that right away, and they ate it. Therefore, since we're not experts, we need a Mesorah, so therefore that's the Ramah, Paskins based on Rashi, that to eat any type of these birds, we need a Mesorah, because there's so many, we don't know exactly what it is. So that's clear by birds. When it comes to the laws of behemoth and chayas, so in Yeridea Simon Pei, it discusses the different types of horns. In other words, according to some, the difference between a behemoth and chaya is that a chaya has horns, behemoth doesn't, but it talks about the different types of horns which distinguish a chaya from a behemoth. So when here the Shach makes a very cryptic comment. So, and he talks about, he says something about a Mesorah similar to the, just like by birds we have a Mesorah. He just says something about having a Mesorah by Chayas as well. So the way the basic understanding seems to be, at first glance, is just as a bird, to be considered kosher, it needs to have a Mesorah, even if it has all the simanim. So too, a Chaya would also need to have a Mesorah. Even though, you know, one could be machalik because the Torah itself gave us the simanim over here, and maybe and they're much easier by the birds that they're concerned, because there's thousands of different birds. I don't know if there are that many animals. But so what's the pshat in the Shach? So the Prima Gadin, wants to say that because the Gemara says as long as you have the simanim, they're kosher. And they don't make any mention over there when they talk about behemoth or chayit, you need a Mesorah. So the Shach could not have meant that you need a Mesorah on behemoths and chayit, or at least chayit. No, because we were talking about the difference between behemoth and chayit, about the chayit's certain horns. So since we don't know exactly, it's unclear 100% on defining every animal what's a behemoth and a chaya. So therefore, what do? We can't eat the chelov of any of the animals because maybe it's a chaya. I mean, maybe it's a behemoth. We're not sure if it's a behemoth chaya. So therefore, maybe it's a behemoth and it's chayev. And you know, and for Kisei Adam as well. Unless we have an oral tradition that the species are indeed a kosher chaya. If we have an oral tradition, then we could follow the laws of Behemah and Chaya, that Chaya will have Kisei Adam and the Chelov's Mutter. For Behemah, no Kisei Adam, but the Chelov is Usser. So in other words, the way the Prima Gadin is explaining it, he wasn't saying we need a Mesorah to eat Chayas. No, that goes against the Torah, the Gemara. The Gemara says you need the simanim. What he meant to say is, it's a nuanced din within it. Of course, we know that if they have the simanim, they're kosher. It's just he's saying we need a mesorah in order to know whether we classify them as a behema or a chaya. And therefore, that's only regarding the issue of Chelev and Kisei Adam, but let's say the bison, the buffalo, shouldn't be an issue. The simple reading how we understand the Shach, or the way most do the Prima Gadin and others, so then the buffalo wouldn't be a problem because it has simanim, and therefore the only issue at Eon would be the Chelev part. However, the Chochmas Adam, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, seem to take the Shach much more literally, or their understanding, is they hold a no. It's not enough, it's not a nuanced din in whether it's classified as a behemoth chaya, and hence the laws of Chelev and Kisei Adam. It's much more than that. If you don't have a Mesorah, you can't eat it. And in fact, the Chazon Ish, that was a big tumult in the 1950s. There's a whole back and forth between the Chazon Ish and Rav Herzog. But what came up in 1950s, it was called the Zebu. It's like a, basically looks like a cow, but it has like a humpback. It's called the Indian humpback cow. Therefore, any new land animal may not be eaten unless there's a Mesorah. So the Chazon Ish said there's no Mesorah in the Zebu. The Rav Herzog wanted to bring it in because it fits in well, because it's much better for glad kosher. It's less things on the circus on the lungs. It sweats a lot. It drinks much less. The meat's better. For many reasons, they wanted to bring in the Zebu. However, the based on the Chochmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Chazon Ish himself said, any new land animal may not be eaten unless there's a Mesorah. And the Chazan says, Nachachmas Adam, he was considered the posek in Litta, and that's it. We follow his ruling. Therefore, according to the Chazan Ish, we could only eat known animals, cows, sheep, and goats. In other words, to the buffalo, perhaps the zebra would be a problem because they're not. We can't classify them definitely as behemoths. And therefore, they might be chayas, and therefore they need we need a mesorah. So that seems to be a major dispute. That doesn't seem it is a major dispute between the Prima Gadon and the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazan Ish. That it even applies to behemoths, it applies to animals, you know, because we don't know. We need a Mesorah to know, not just as the Prima Gadon says, to know the difference between a behemoth and chay in terms of Kisei Adam and Chelev. No, we need the Mesorah to eat it. So therefore, according to the Chazan Ish, it'd be a problem. However, what happened later on, I think most agencies later on accepted the Zibu. I think number one is because according to some, the Zibu really isn't a new animal. It's been eaten and considered kosher for a long time in many different countries it's been eaten. And therefore, even maybe the Chazan Ish wouldn't be against. As we see, the Chazan Ish himself ate turkey. And that's definitely a new world. That was a new species. So we see that the one after a while, they realized that it was good also because they ended up mixed breeding it. So it's another claw that if the animals could, if behemoths could mix with another one, so that means that must make it a kosher animals. And the Chachmas Adam himself said that deer is kosher and you could eat it. And the Shulchan Aruch says water buffalo is kosher. So we see the Chazan Ish when he says cows, sheep, and goats, it's not limited to that because even the Chachmas Adam says you could eat deer, maybe because he had a Mesorah and deer, and the Chazan Ish himself ate turkey. So, and also the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan, right, only a Chayin needs a Mesorah, not a Behema. So, we assume that the Zibu, this cow, this humpback cow, is considered a behema, not a chaya. And therefore, it should be good even without a Mesorah. Even the Chazan Ish seems to say, I don't know if he thinks it's really treif, but he seems to say maybe it is a kosher animal, but we need to have a proper Mesorah to eat it. And he talks about the times of the different non-traditional groups have come in and he's afraid to change things that were once usher into mutter. So, you know, so that was during the time of the Chazan Ish. Maybe the zebu isn't the big problem. The zebu, you know, wasn't the issue. So therefore, the zebus, if you assume the zebu is a cow, so therefore it shouldn't be an issue. So what about, and that's why, And based on all these things, today most of the milk cows in Israel, it's interesting that most of the meat we still get from out of Israel, and even though that was another thing the Chazan Ish was against, but they focused on this. But most milk cows in Israel do come from the Zibo, and in fact, the Tefillin, the Stam, the Tefillin and Sifrei Torah are written on parchment framed from the Zibo. And I think Rabbi Yosha ended up saying that these are mutter, So the Zibo today is about, you know, there might be a couple of people in deference to the Chazon Ish, maybe the some Hashkachas don't give any meat. Because some say if you don't give, if the Zibo isn't kosher, you can't eat any meat in Israel. So therefore, maybe there might be one or two agencies that don't give Hashkacha on the Zibo, but it's accepted. And therefore, regarding buffalo also, so in Israel, in deference to the Chazon Ish, it probably won't become popular. However, the buffalo in America or Canada, so then we assume there's not a kashrus problem. We assume that it is kosher. We go with the Prima Gadin, and maybe now today we've had it for a long time, so therefore maybe we could discuss how long one has to be before we just accept the Masorah. So the Zibo in Israel is widely accepted, except in deference to the Chazon Ish. And the buffalo also shouldn't be an issue as well, and there are places that sell buffalo in North America.